chose to try and tackle religion, we didn't really discuss how far deep we could go into talking about religion. We kind of just dove right into it. So we discussed the different pros and cons of all different religions and concepts, from beliefs to involvement in cults. And with that, we kind of saw how different religions can have certain negative stigmas to them, and it can kind of deter people from looking into them. But once we discussed it, we saw even pros in acts of cults to kind of devoting yourself to something and finding your life's purpose in that, although it can be seen as a bad thing to others. And we kind of thought that not everything is black and white, you have to look at the gray area to it all. And
with Satanism, I know when you hear it, everyone's like, goat worship or like sacrificing things and stuff, but if you actually read it, it comes off as a positive message, and it's just the perspective is a lot different than you'd think. And I think because we've been told throughout history that, you know, Satan is bad and it's a bad thing and you're a bad person if you're into it, and I'm not saying personally that I'm a Satanist, but obviously it's an interesting topic, and it's interesting to see that when reading it, it comes off as a positive thing, and it does encourage self-expression and self-guided life, and it's just really interesting. It's not what you think.
We sort of discussed that it's kind of interesting to take different aspects from each view, and as society adapts, we kind of need to allow our religions and beliefs to adapt with it. Otherwise, religion should be something that is bringing you forward and not holding you back. So as soon as it is, you kind of need to look at that and not let religion constrict.